What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Hello.
What's with these homies? This and my girl. Why do they got a front?
And we're going to talk to Turkey Leg Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
You know, it's not a good thing for young people to see.
We're going to check out another match from Pride Style Wrestling, but this time we add a little bingo to the mix, if you know what I mean. Haku possessions us as he fills us up to the brim with poems, and we recite haikus from Haku. Haku's haikus. I got the whole block wishing they can see me fall, but I'm like gravity. I stay on top of the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we'll leave a single serving 99 cent gas station amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestle.
And
Well,
I got 69 at that time. Nope, 70. Because that was 71, I think. Anyway.
Welcome back, Creamers.
You watch any wrestling this week?
You know what, Sammy Daddy? I did. I watched since the last time you saw me, but those other times don't count.
How are you? What happened?
I was sick. I had
You sent Oh, sorry. You sent that message and I didn't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, I had the West Coast flu.
What's that? It's
the flu, but it lasts longer, I think. That's the only... I just keep calling it the West Coast flu.
My never wife heard of this.
Doesn't respond at all. I made it up.
Is that like a Northwest cold?
It's kind of like that. Or like the West Nile virus.
Oh.
Or
yeah,
like
the West Coast virus doesn't work.
No, but the West Coast flu sounds like it could be a thing.
Or let me ask you something.
I'd love it if you did.
You watch any wrestling this week? That's how this started.
I watched.
We missed each other. We don't talk.
That's true. Yeah.
Besides on the show,
no,
we missed each
sure.
other. I missed you at least.
I missed you.
Beautiful boy.
Beautiful boy.
And.
Nigger's dong.
Hold on. How am I going to do this?
Do it. I even know I want it.
Sammy Daddy's dong.
Hoping for.
I watched Dynamite and Collision. I gotta say, dude.
Tell me.
Collision is good now, and it's very odd to me because I only started watching it because I have nothing to do. And it's actually, like, this past week, I think Collision was better than Dynamite.
What?
Yeah. I mean, Dynamite was good, but Collision was just really good.
You're not saying either one's bad.
Tyson Tomko. Tommaso Ciampa.
How's he doing?
Had a really good match on there. They kind of look alike.
I'm thinking about it now.
Just that it doesn't have like those stupid tribal tattoos that go across his shoulders.
Did Tyson Tomko just have the chin? He was just the long chin beard? Yeah.
He was a chin. He was a chinman.
I thought he was sweet. That was my kind of guy back then.
Yeah, I liked him. And I liked
my
him.
My kind of dude.
As like Christian Cage's. Oh, you didn't watch that point of TNA. Was
this
he with Christian in WWE?
He was with Christian in WWE.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he was with them in TNA as well.
I thought he was.
The Christian Coalition.
Was he with Kurt Angle? No, that was Luther Reigns. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you know that guy?
Yeah, he was in a movie.
Was he now?
Yeah, I think it was The Girl Next Door. Remember that one?
Mortal Kombat with Elisha Cuthbert.
No shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
One.
He's in two
Isn't
movies.
Her name? Isn't that her name?
I have
Wait,
no.
What did I say?
Elijah Cuthbert.
That's the girl.
Oh, Luther Reigns?
That's the boy.
Oh, yeah.
The Girl Next Door. Wasn't that the movie? She was like a porno girl and she moved in.
Is that what her name is? I thought you were talking about Mortal Kombat. Yeah, probably. She's a blonde girl.
Who was in,
and then
in Mortal Kombat?
Then the dude from it is in Speed Racer. I haven't seen it, but I actually heard it was much better than you would think.
I think it would be shitty as fuck, so that's not a high bar, but...
Apparently, hey, it's actually really good. It's the freaking Matrix people made it.
Go Speed Racer. The Wachowskis.
Yeah.
Wachowskis. No.
That sounds right. Wachowski sisters? That sounds right to me. So
Nathan Jones. Nathan Jones was in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Nathan Jones.
And Mad Max, when they did those again, with the good-looking guy. And then...
Tom Hardy. That's a good damn movie, though.
And then
Fury Road.
Yeah, that one. And then he was in something else. That
have
was
you seen
300?
It?
Maybe he was in 300. No, Kurgan's in 300.
Oh, that's right. There's a lot of big boys.
Beautiful boy.
Mad Fury Road. I've seen it, and I beat the game.
I didn't even know there's. Oh, that's right. There is a game. My brother was talking
about.
It's
like an open world. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
it gets repetitive, like in the sense of like. Because at first you're like, wow, this is like Grand Theft Auto, because that's like where at least my mind goes when it's an open world. It was more open world like Assassin's Creed.
Okay,
at least the earlier ones, the ones that
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, I found the new outpost or whatever it is. And then it's like, okay, I took care of those guys. Now I did this. Now like it becomes like formulaic, but I enjoyed it. And you soup up your car and there's.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed
it. Oh, for sure. There's, I agree with you, though. I do always think of, I think Grand Theft Auto was probably just the first game people of our generation played where we were like, whoa, I can go anywhere.
Do what I want.
There's not like a stupid random like invisible barrier stopping me from going that way.
No, it's just the bridge is broken.
I could go kill people.
I can shoot. Yeah, I would go up.
Finally.
You know the place you would go for the first like mission? And you could go up, there's like the mobster guy or something you deal with. You go to the back of the building.
Tony.
I would always just go on the top of that building and there was a billboard and I would hide behind the billboard and I put in the code and then I would just chuck grenades off the side until the bad guys came.
Those are fun things. I mean, just doing cheat codes and then just fucking around, that's a fun thing to do, dude. Even in Grand Theft Auto V, it's fun. You could fucking make yourself appear all the way to the top of the sky and shit.
I bet 6 is the same.
I'm sure. No, the one day my nephew was at my house and he was playing my Switch and I let him play No More Heroes. Have you ever played that game?
No.
It's like Grand Theft Auto in a way, like as far as the, like you could go all over the city and stuff like that. But your character is an assassin and he's in like a league of assassins and he's ranked number 11. And the point of the game is to get ranked number 1. So you have to you have to kill the other assassins and so I forgot he was like 4 and I wasn't, you know, I'm not a dad. I don't think
you're
about
not
that.
About it,
I'm just like, yeah, man, you want to play this game? It's really cool. And then I'm watching him play and like he has to go he has to go up and start killing these random people and he starts doing it and he's like, are they bad guys? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I mean, yes. And he was like, well, why would I be killing them if they weren't bad guys? And I was like, you wouldn't, buddy. Those are definitely bad guys. But
why wouldn't they be bad guys?
They were definitely not bad guys.
Well, no, but as far as he's concerned.
But you can't let a little boy have fun murdering good guys. That's just not right.
No, you got to kill the bad guys.
Right.
But then that's subjective, so that's a whole other story. But he's too young for that.
Yeah, so I watched Dynamite and Collision. And enjoyed them both, man. I'll tell you that for free.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad this went that way because that's the reason I think this was the first time I ever interrupted you to ask you first.
You did.
Because
I
watched was Raw.
Okay.
There's not much to talk about. So I wrote down some other things I wanted to talk to you about that are wrestling related.
Let's do it.
But I guess this is the only one that had to do with Raw is, maybe we talked about it. I don't know. Obafemi is going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah.
Oh, CM Punk said jizz.
Yeah, it was. I put it in the producer Sean put it in the episode last week. It was the end promo thing.
Was that the end? I haven't got to the end.
Yeah.
I don't like listening when it's just me. But this.
I get it. But you should still listen to the jizz. It's a hilarious thing to say.
I will.
Fucking
it's
weirdo.
A good line. It's a good line.
I feel like he didn't mean to say that.
He
started like it looked like he kind of. I feel like it made him sort of stumble a little bit after he said it.
He did, like, there was a little hiccup after.
And I feel like it's because
really
he's
known for that.
I feel like it's because he was like, I didn't mean to say jizz. But then I'm sure you saw that clip from last night.
Where he's yelling at the guy?
And he starts jacking off on him.
It's funny as fuck.
But so like,
I don't want to like
he's really leaning into the ejaculation stuff, I think.
Well, sign me up.
Yeah, table for two, save me a plate. The, CM Punk, more like CM Junk, because he's showing you his he's
more like CUM Punk,
more like CUP Unk,
more like Spunk.
I love Spunk for a word for ejaculate. It's hilarious. There's before he was a Nazi.
Kanye West me at I love Spunk.
There's a song by Kanye where he goes. Damn, don't get spunk. Or he's talking about banging a lady, you know, making love to a lady from behind while he's wearing a mink coat.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, don't get spunk on the mink. And it took me a couple years to realize that he said that. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's sick.
How is that her responsibility?
I know. Seriously. I think it's you're up to you, Mr. West. That's why they got that divorce, because him and Kim, because he kept ejaculating on his mink coat and blaming her for it.
God damn it, Kim.
He was like, bitch, is you a hobbit? Have you seen that?
I love that. Isn't that South Park?
Yeah.
Is that the gay fish one?
No, that's a different one. There's another one with Kanye West where
I've seen both. I just says, didn't know if it was, I don't, they all blend together.
Yeah. Did you travel to Mordor and throw a ring at him?
I like when he said, I can't think of the song, but he says something in your blouse got me feeling so aroused.
See, I wish Kanye West wasn't a Nazi. You know what I mean?
I know. I wish I could it more. It's a whole artist discussion.
Sure, sometimes he brings his piece of shitness into the music now.
The new music.
Yeah, that's true. I miss old Kanye.
Does it stop the old music?
Kanye and I don't really listen to it anymore.
Does it make Through the Wire?
I know that
less inspirational.
I feel like he's like an unactivated Nazi back then. You know, he just needed to be activated into being a Nazi, and then I feel like he's a secret Nazi back then.
What if he was a clone? What if it's a clone?
Well, if he's a clone, then that clone may be different. That might be different. If the clone
is the Nazi,
Clone West. Then I guess I would forgive the original Kanye, of course, because he wouldn't be a Nazi.
Well, you don't have to do that.
But, oh no, well, if he's dead, then that's not good. My other person who is like Kanye that I miss loving because I loved them so much is Shia LaBeouf. I mean, that guy, he was like an idol to me, dude. When I was like a kid, I was obsessed with fucking...
I thought he was great. Thought he was a comedic genius. I don't know if I'd say whatever you just said.
I loved
his
little
butt. I feel like you're a step above me.
I loved his little butt. And
I knew the Even Stevens.
Yeah, and that's what made me like him.
I knew his holes. And Transformers was all right. The first two had me.
I liked the third one, too. I saw it in theaters, and I was like, oh, my God, that's bullshit. The world is going to end.
No. Isn't that the one where there's a fucking girl Transformer, like a woman, and it's a Transformer?
I don't think so.
Isn't that the one where the girl's trying to, like, bang him, or it seems like she's going to bang him?
I know what you're saying. You're not saying that, like, there can't be a woman Transformer. You're saying a human woman is a robot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of them.
I don't think so.
That's 100% in a Transformers movie.
Well, it's not in 3.
Well, is 3 where there's that big worm-looking monster and it's going through the skyscrapers and the buildings and shit?
I think so.
That fucking was stupid, too. That lost me.
Dark of the Moon, it's called. No, I think I know I'm in the minority here. I know I'm in the minority here, but I liked it. I think it's because I didn't see the second one until later.
The second one was fucking sweet. Because
I didn't care to.
When Optimus Prime dies, that fight before he dies...
Oh, okay.
In the forest. That's the second one.
Cool.
That's fucking
sweet. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I can't fight you on that one.
Yeah, then there's a fucking... There's a human Transformer. That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's the third one, I'm pretty sure, because I don't think I watched any after that. Mark Wahlberg fought dinosaurs, I think, in one.
Yeah, I didn't see the Mark Wahlberg ones, because I think the part of the charm of the ones with Shia LaBeouf before he was a piece of shit are that... He is like you and me, you know? He's like a normal guy. You're like, I could see it being very dangerous for him to be partaking in fighting alien robots. Where
Sam
Mark
Witwicky?
Wahlberg...
You're
yes,
Sam Witwicky.
You bet I am. And then Mark Wahlberg is always supposed to be a badass all the time. And like, you don't really... You're just like, there's no way this guy's going down.
Did he?
I mean...
Well, we didn't see it.
A lot of people don't know this, but if he was on the planes...
I was going to bring this up.
On 9/11, he...
What would have happened?
We would not what did happen, you know.
That doesn't even make
we
sense.
We would be able to forget. We would say 9/11, forget, because we'd often happen that day.
There was like 3 planes though.
Oh, that's right. Is that why the one went down in Pennsylvania?
Because Mark Wahlberg was there.
Holy shit! I had no idea. What do you think, Creamers?
Creamers.
If Mark Wahlberg was on one of the planes from 9/11, do you think that 9/11 would have happened as it did? Or do you think he would have took him down? And if he did take him down, what wrestler's finishing move would he have used?
You remember when Chris Jericho said he'd like to see that happen?
Yes.
With a plane full of wrestlers?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
With what? The craziest mofos
right.
on the planet?
So you're telling me that Ric Flair's going to go up and fucking swing his dick around and that's going to scare off the terrorists? No. No way.
It might. We don't know. So, yeah. So, I had some stuff I wanted to talk to you about.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm pro-terrorist.
It was Transformers, Mark Wahlberg, Shia LaBeouf.
I miss Shia LaBeouf.
Please finish your sentence.
I was glad you interrupted me. I didn't know where I was going with it.
All right, so on wrestling, Obafemi is going to be the biggest wrestler ever.
Okay.
They love him.
Because he's going to beat Brock Lesnar.
I love it. Not simply, well, I think because of because he's fighting Brock Lesnar, but the people buy in. I buy in. They were chanting his name.
I heard it was one of the bigger matches going into WrestleMania.
That's probably the thing I look most forward to is to see what happens there. Sam Punk and Roman Reigns, like, all right, I get it. Like, I understand what we're doing. I get it. What's the other one? Cody and Randy. I do like that one, but I'm curious what happens because I kind of would like Randy Orton to win. But that actually leads me to something I was going to ask you. Did you see that John Cena is going to host WrestleMania?
I did see that. What do you think of it?
I'm fine with it. Bring it.
Okay, because you love WWE. Because a lot of people are like
John.
I don't really care. Like, I don't think it's like he's not wrestling. It's not like he's going back on his retirement. Oh, I forgot John Cena was there.
No, he's gone now.
Do you ever? Creamer.
You can't see him.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy has a cardboard cutout of John Cena. That's what that is, right? Okay. But do you also have a cardboard cutout of the Bella Twins, correct?
Yeah, that's a real cardboard.
Do you try to keep them apart because of the history? Or
I used to have them together, but yeah, it's awkward now. Sometimes I put the John Cena mask on Brie Bella.
Ooh.
And it's my favorite. You know, my favorite WrestleMania moment. Everybody knows is when John Cena proposed to Nikki Bella. So yeah. I like to relive that.
No, of course I remember that as well.
People bitching? I knew.
I remember you called me crying.
We did it, Joe. That's what I called you instead. I called you up on the phone. And I said, "We did it, Joe."
And I was like, "I know, buddy. I know."
You said, "I know. I'm getting some ice cream."
Exactly. To celebrate.
Were people were bitching though?
Oh yeah, people were bitching about that. People are bitching about
he retired.
But they're just wrestling. I guess their perspective of it seems to be that they don't like that he is already back on TV again because like they didn't even get a chance to miss him.
You know what? I mean? You're right. Let's not put AJ Styles in the Hall of Fame this year.
I'm not.
I know you're not saying that, but I'm letting those goofy goobers know. Hey, that's how stupid your argument is already.
Come on, goofy goobers. Don't be saying that stuff, please. For crying out loud.
AJ Styles retired after him. Anyway. That's all I had for that. I got another WrestleMania thing for you, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
You ready? Did you see the Cody Rhodes thing? That you can pay? No, that was fine, whatever. No, that was on Raw, though. But yeah, that was the beginning of Raw, him and Stephanie.
And then he said, you know, you're not your dad either, which is an odd insult, you know?
So it was weird. So that was weird to me because...
Because of
Madison Square Garden was the house her grandfather built, which I feel like if the issues... or allegations, or whatever I'm supposed to call it, for Vince McMahon weren't there, she would have said it's the house her father built.
Of course.
Because I feel like they really don't reference
the
old man, grandpa, whatever she called him.
No doubt.
But, so I thought that was weird, but then she threw the line at him, and then he throws the line, and guess what, Stephanie? You're not like your dad, or whatever he said. And I thought it the same as when Roman Reigns called CM Punk old.
Yeah.
And the same as when CM Punk said he was going to bury Roman next to his father. Like, there's a shock value when you initially hear it, at least for me. Maybe I'm way off because people are loving it, as far as I know. I don't know. I'm assuming people are loving it. I hear it, and there's that initial, like, ooh. And then I think about it for another second after that, and I go, that doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't, because, it's a compliment.
Just to go through those, Roman Reigns is going to get buried next to his father. I don't know. What is that? You're going to murder him and bury him in the same grave? Like, I don't get
it. Or is he saying, one day when you die,
I'm going to make sure
that you're buried next to your father as is in your last will
and your wishes. Yeah, yes. Exactly. So I'm okay with that then.
So that's nice.
Like, all right, so you're going to bury him. I get it, bury. You said a word you're not supposed to say on TV. Like, I don't know, whatever. Like, that I thought was weird.
He's just being a stinker.
CM Punk old. And then whatever, they've talked through it and they made it make sense or whatever. But
then he called him old.
He said, you're covered in sweat and jizz.
Right, which
and
is good.
He said, you're jizz old.
Right.
Whatever.
He said, you're old. And he says, yeah, well, you're so young. Wait, no, that doesn't work. You're covered in the youngest possible thing, which is a jacket.
Yeah, whose jizz is it? That's the game we should play this week.
You know, the other day, I think I was, not to interrupt, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Pardon the interruption.
That's all we've done. That's somebody else's gimmick.
But there's this meme, and I think, like, man, my algorithm is fucked.
Well, while you're looking that up, and I think I'm going to say the same thing as you for the Stephanie McMahon, Cody Rhodes thing. Like, you're Cody telling her, like, her saying to Cody, you're not like your father. All right. We get it. That's
his
fine.
Father's great. We all love the little bugger.
But then him saying that to her, it's like, well, how am I supposed to take that?
Right.
Like, you're not like your father in what sense? Because she's not running the place.
So far.
Let's just say you're not even talking off the field allegations. And you're just strictly talking as a promoter. Oh, Paul Heyman had the best line. He said he's the last manager standing from the 80s. And he's the last promoter standing from the 90s. And I was like, whoa, that's a nice line. That one got me.
That's cool.
That line made me feel how I feel like those other lines are supposed to make me feel.
Yeah, for sure.
But right, I didn't think about it like Paul Heyman saying that. Come on. Anyway.
No, for sure. Listen to this meme, all right? It's a picture. Let's see if you could see on this.
Meme, baby. It looks like Ren and Stimpy.
And Ren
me
is
watching her push my tadpoles out after smashing so I can slurp them up and bird feed them to her.
Why is that on my newsfeed, dude?
Well,
am I a bad guy?
thanks for ruining the John Cena quote of the week.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, we did a little early this time. But no, yeah, what else do you have to talk about?
The fuck did he say? Cody Rhodes, Liberty One tour bus experience. You see that?
I have no idea what that is.
He said they did it off the books, or like not. Whatever, they did it for select fans or something last year. But for 12 fans, you can go on Cody Rhodes' tour bus, go around Vegas a little bit, and the way they made it, it was kind of strange, I thought, how they made it sound, that there will be like a tour guide for Las Vegas there. From what I saw, I could be mistaken. And they're like, and you'll go, you know, he'll give you kind of like a tour of like one or two things.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is this not like strategically planned out? And then they're just like, it'll be on whatever day Cody's not wrestling. And it's like, what the fuck? So if he gets the shit kicked out, so if Randy Orton punts him on Saturday, I got to hang out with him on Sunday.
Right. Right.
And the reason I wanted to bring that up to you is because it's $9,950 per person.
So I did actually hear about that because I was listening to WrestleTalk, maybe. I was listening to WrestleTalk, I think, and they were talking about how Cody was saying that was a lot.
They asked him about it on Busted Open Radio, and he's like, yeah,
and that he's going to like give you
Busted Open,
make it special for you or something.
And I'm sure it'll be take dollars out of it and just that experience. Probably really cool because I feel like Cody. Maybe he was a phony. I don't know. But he seems very genuine to me, and he's going to make sure.
So.
Like how I think like John Cena is when he does like, I know it's like different levels, but like when John Cena does a Make-A-Wish, any time I've ever seen any of those, like I'm like, he really takes the time and he talks to those kids.
Yeah.
And he makes sure that moment is something they have forever.
Right. He's not just phoning it in.
Obviously, those kids aren't paying $10,000 to do that.
They definitely shouldn't be.
But Cody Rhodes, I think, does the same thing. I think he tries to make sure you like him when you leave.
For sure. When I met him, when he was in Ring of Honor, before everybody found out about him, I met him and Brandy, and they were both incredibly nice, but he was like talking to me and making jokes and shit like that.
They both seem cool to me. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Brandy could probably be like, fuck you.
Sure.
I feel like if they, it's talking about memes, I feel like it's the meme of they go out to eat and the order comes back for Cody wrong, Brandy's going to be yelling at the waitress.
Really?
Maybe not yelling at the waitress, but Brandy's going to be the one making sure it gets corrected.
I don't know.
Cody's going to be like, no, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah,
Cody's
yeah.
Like, no, it's fine. I can eat this. I don't mind. And she'll be like, no, you said you wanted curly fries, not
right,
fries.
Right.
Or whatever, you know?
Maybe. I mean, I will tell you this, though. When,
respectfully, she's sticking up for hers.
Straight. One of the most beautiful ladies
I've
ever
seen. That's what I've heard from like multiple people. Like
gorgeous
just
woman.
Pure beauty.
No, for sure. And I feel like she's just as beautiful on the inside. And she probably isn't going to be like aggressive towards like service workers. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not saying aggressive towards service workers. I'm saying that she's going to right the wrong of.
Okay,
you know,
okay. Yeah, she's not going to be. Yeah,
she's not like,
going to just
throw
like,
water in the person's face and be like, we're not leaving you a tip. But she's going to be the one that isn't timid to bring up, to point out the mistakes.
No, yeah, you're right. She's going to be like,
no
hey.
Big deal. If you make a mistake at a, you know, if you're a server and you bring really, the wrong thing, hey. Sorry.
Right. It's not. Yeah. You don't have to just accept it. Right. If I was to go to a restaurant and I got, if I went to like Applebee and I said, Applebee, give me one of those Impossible Burgers. And I know that they put cheese on it for some fucking reason. And I forget to say no cheese, but then they give it to me and I go, oh shit. I'd be like, hey, could I get this without cheese? And then they would have to go and get me a whole new one. I would do it because I can't eat that. Maybe Cody Rhodes is allergic. He's lactose intolerant, and Brandi Rhodes is always at the restaurants with him saying,
no,
hey,
no,
you put cheese on Cody's, you think he's a big, you know?
I think there's nobody more tolerant than Cody.
Okay.
Of any and all.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, Creamers.
Cody Rhodes is tolerant. He ended racism.
I heard about that. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I'm glad to know.
Wait a minute. Speaking of, you didn't see that? In AEW?
Well, I thought he ended it in WWE, but I do remember
racism
him.
When he was fighting Anthony, when he was fighting an African American, an African British man.
Yes, an African British man,
and beat him.
He did, but
that's how he ended racism.
That's how you end racism, though. A lot of people didn't know that. I thought you were talking about in WWE because he calls himself Raheem. No,
he did once. That was just a fun little thing.
I just hear people talk about it a lot on the internet. I don't watch.
Well, it was a thing before. I feel like it was a thing before, and then him like, that was just a wink and a nod.
Acknowledging it, I think. And he was just like, guys, I want you to know I have a monster dong.
Yeah, that's what it was. Dong.
He said, I have a monster.
Undertaker's dong.
Well, he has a monster Undertaker's dong.
Yeah, it's odd, dude.
So does Vince
McMahon. When you're a lot, Nepo babies have a lot of, like, they get a lot of cool, they get a lot of cool souvenirs when they're kids.
I got no. I don't know.
Yeah, I should. Anyways,
we're testing these out, kids. Here, wait. Hold on. This is the one I wanted to do.
This is the
one I wanted to ask you about, and this will make us talk for another 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
Your buddy TK, Tony Khan.
I heard of him.
Hanging out with Vince Russo.
Yeah, going on their podcast
for the JCW-AEW collaboration, Forbidden Door.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Should that door stay forbidden? That's what I wanted to ask you.
I have you watched any of the new Vince Russo JCW stuff?
No, I didn't watch any of the old stuff.
It's on
YouTube.
I
cannot wait for ICP to be in AEW, and then they finally did it, and they hit them all.
I mean, that would be cool for them. But
TNA, WWE, WCW.
I think Big ECW? Al is in. I think Big Al is in JCW.
I think she's a big player there.
Yeah.
She was a champion. At least I don't know with Russo, but. Before that, she was.
Yeah, Creamers.
Allison Crawley.
Yes, one time me and Sammy Daddy were at Gregory Iron's house, and Alice Crawley lived there, and we were doing a podcast inside, and she did not come in. I think it was because she knew that we were just way too cool. You know what I mean? And she didn't want to, like, she was scared. She was nervous of our
Go watch the episode. It's a past episode.
Because she lived there, and then she went in when we left.
We put Greg Iron on trial.
Yeah, for his fucking sins.
Yeah, we crucified him.
It was a good day. Spoiler. But anyways, Alex Crawley, very cool.
I don't know who else was there. Mac? Does Mac? Willie Mac? He's a juggalo.
I've watched a couple of the episodes on YouTube, and I still don't. I don't like it. I want to, but I just
not
don't.
Not for you?
Not for me.
I feel like if you go ICP and Vince Russo, that's... You're seeing a time capsule. That's a little viewfinder into the past. And I'm not saying they're outdated. I just think that's late 90s, early 2000s music and wrestling and
I think that
their idea of how to run a show.
There's a relationship.
But I shouldn't say I never saw it.
Yeah. We won't do a watch along to that, but. It's okay. It's just not my kind of thing. You know, I like a specific kind of wrestling, and
I probably would like it. I bet you I would like it.
You might actually. It's very storyline heavy. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of storyline stuff.
Good.
And it's very wacky.
Ooh, I love both of those things.
Yeah, it's wacky and it's zany. If you know what I mean.
I could take or leave zany, but I'm fine with that.
Well, add a little Zane, especially if it's Billy Zane.
Sami Zayn.
But no, yeah, I hope that they don't do a Forbidden Door type of thing. I
Billy
really don't,
Zane?
Well, Billy Zane, I do hope.
From
Billy
the
Zane.
Phantom?
Yeah, or from the Titanic.
What's. No. Okay.
Or he's in a movie called Blue World Order.
Nuh-uh.
No, he's not in that movie. But there is a movie called that.
No. That was a wrestling group.
It was both, because the other day I was watching fucking. It's not important. All right. Anyway.
I know. This has been like an hour already.
Let's get to the ad read then, Creamers.
Creamers.
And Creamers, let us know in the comments below, what did you think of everything we just talked about? You know, you pick. It's up to you. We're going to go to...
Do I look like Howard Finkel?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next...
You think you don't look like Howard Finkel?
One fall. Coming to the ring, Coco, beware.
Very good.
His opponent.
Wait, who's coming to the ring?
Coco.
Wait.
Beware. His opponent, Barbarian.
Yeah!
Nailed that one.
It was perf. But Creamers, we're going to go to a quick ad read from Sammy Daddy. We got to pay the light. We got to keep the lights on. We got to pay the lights, the electricity company and the electric company. And so we're going to have Sammy Daddy do an ad read. These little guys pay for that. And then we're going to play, then we're going to do a quick watch along bingo when we watch a fun ass match from our good friends at Pride Style Wrestling.
Pride Style. Wait, can I tell you something real quick, though?
Yeah.
I am picking blind. Hope this match is really good. Need to watch more stuff. That's a haiku for you.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the haiku.
I know, I was
okay,
trying to
okay,
do it naturally,
okay.
And then you brought
that was good. That was good. Well, we probably do need to bring the finger in there.
A finger?
All right. I did a haiku for last week before I got sick, and so I'm going to read that one, and
please.
I wrote a new one. So
big week.
So my last week's match of the week would have been Jack Perry and the Young Bucks in their trios match, and... So the poem was Jungle Jack came through. Wait, Jungle Jack came through.
Yeah, you're good.
Young Bucks did what Young Bucks do.
Oh, I like that.
Super kicked on through.
Oh, you rhymed.
I did. And then I rhymed this one too. This week's is Omega beat Swerve. A victory well deserved. Made my kitty purr.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't do the rhyming. You don't have to rhyme for haikus, but now...
No, you don't, but I like rhymes. I'm a rhyme
man.
But
now I... No, as am I, but now I feel obligated to.
Well, it makes it a little more challenging, because writing a haiku is pretty easy. I don't know... I don't even think we need haiku to fill us up in order to...
I do. Speak for yourself.
Oh.
Don't tell him
I have come...
Haiku?
I did not come...
Anyways,
to believe anymore.
Sammy Daddy, why don't you take it from here?
Hey, little creamers.
Creamers.
And medium-sized. Has this ever happened to you? You're walking your dog on a brisk, cool morning. You see out of the corner of your eye the mail carrier going about his route. You and your dog both lock in on that big, hot keister of his. Next thing you know... You fall into a manhole. Hard cut. You're down there, scared, cold. The dog's still with you. Good dog. You look around. There's a maple leaf on the ground. Perfect. This episode is sponsored by Fume Forge. You put the maple leaf in the tank attachment. You inhale. Now you can jump entire manholes in a single bound. Not climb, not struggle. You just crouch, launch, and you're back on the sidewalk just in time to get a peek as the mail carrier bends down to pick up his keys. He dropped them, I guess. Dog lands it too. Clean exit. Hell yeah, boy. Has this ever happened to you? You're at 7-Eleven. You've got your Slurpee. You've got your hot slice.
You're living correctly. Door swings open. The sound of the bell is followed by the sound of a pistol being cocked. You look down. There's a wet leaf stuck to his shoe. You quietly, respectfully, take the leaf. Pop it into the fume forge. Inhale. Now you've gained the ability of invincibility. Time for you to do the right thing, baby boy. You grab your Slurpee, your hot pizza pie, and you leave immediately because he has a gun. What are you, nuts? Has this ever happened to you? You're in bed with your partner. You're trying. You're doing moves you heard about at the fire station. You're a firefighter or something. It's not connecting. You barely hear any moaning. You look down. There's a pine cone on the floor. You make a crack sound with your mouth. Crack. Like that. You grab your back and fake a fall off the bed. On the floor, you smash the pine cone to smithereens. Load it in. Fume forge. Inhale. Now you have super strength. You grab your partner's hips. You pump hard. Too much at first. You adjust. You find a lane. You hear, that was cool. Let's be done now. That's a win. Listen. You put outside stuff in this thing. You get a random superpower every time. Real powers. They work. They solve the problem. Maybe not the right way, but a way. You put leaves or other nature junk into the tank. You press the button and inhale, and bingo bango, you temporarily have a superpower. This thing for sure works. We won't bore you with the science and big words. You're not really bright enough to understand all that mumbo jumbo anyway. Unless you use the fume forge and gain super intelligence. Legal says powers end whenever they want, not when you want. You might still be using it when it stops. Do not put more than 5 things in. 5 is the number. So next time something goes wrong and there's a leaf or a pine cone or literally anything from outside, stick it in and get a win. Ooh, that should be the slogan. Go to fumeforge.biz. Use code CREAMERS.
Creamers.
For 95% off your first shipment. Be careful when making love with super strength. Seriously. Oh, also, don't put poison leaves in there. You'll probably die. We don't actually know. Just why risk it, you know? Fume Forge. What was it? Stick it in, get a win?
Thank you for that, Sammy Daddy. Welcome back, Creamers!
Creamers!
Sammy Daddy, are you ready to watch a goddamn wrestling match?
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell by my haiku, but this is my match of the week coming up.
Ah!
Yep, spoiler alert.
Whoa, I did that makes sense. I didn't get that at first. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, let's do this.
So, Creamers, we're going to be playing bingo. You know, the
we're
classic
changing
game.
The game.
Yes, this is a bingo game that we're going to be playing with indie wrestling tropes, as
tropes.
It were. And we're going to be, you know, you'll see them on the screen now, but
it'll
just in case
there.
You're a listener, we'll tell you what these are. So, under the B column, we have finisher gets teased, crowd chants for both wrestlers, big chop echoing through the building,
ooh,
impressive reversal, wrestler lands on their feet out of a counter. That's all from B. From I, we have creative pin attempt,
mm-hmm,
handshake or show of respect, crowd chants, crowd starts clapping along, fighting spirit comeback, and wrestler plays to the crowd. That one will probably, I would imagine that one will be gotten.
I mean, we had to put a couple that we'd get it for sure.
Yeah, of course. N has top rope move, surprise burst of speed, and then
love
the...
those.
You know, empty free space.
Free space.
Wrestler, what is it? Fires up. I should probably just put this closer to myself. Wrestler fires up and hawks up, and then music hits.
Nope.
Another gear late.
The match hits another gear late.
Yeah. Why did I say music? Match hits another gear late.
But if the music comes on during the match, we should count that.
We should count that, and then G. We have dive to the outside,
mm-hmm,
near fall at 2.9999. Test of strength or standoff.
I like that.
Smooth chain wrestling sequence. Big super kick. And then finally,
that's got to happen. Big super kick, I'm like certain.
Right. And then finally on Oh, we have momentum swings dramatically. Mm-hmm. Strike exchange in the center. Ring apron spot. Referee bump, and then crowd counts along. You know, one, two, three.
That's another one. I think
I've never seen a single wrestling match where that doesn't happen.
We need a couple. You need a couple gimmies on your bingo, though.
You got to have a couple gimmies, goddamn you.
Yeah, so this is something. If you like the bingo aspect of this, we'll do it again. We'll randomize it, throw them in different spots to see what happens. Or please feel free to comment below and tell us other tropes you would like to see added to the Indie Wrestling Bingo Wrestle Cream Watch Along card.
Exactly.
We're working on the name, too.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
I think we should call it the Bingo. I don't have it. I'm going to come up. I'll have something the next time we do this. I'll have a good name.
You said, no, I liked it in the ad read. You said Bingo Bango on the episode where we're doing bingo. Very
well,
cool.
Listen, I just read what they send in.
Yeah, that's true. And what is it? Fume Forge?
Yeah, so you take stuff from outside and you put it inside you.
Yeah. I love that. I will say this, though. I really wish that these companies would start sending us the products to try out so that we could give them firsthand experience on, you know, what we think of them, but they don't do that.
Breathe it in and you win, or something like that.
That sounds like it.
I don't remember.
Well, we are going to go ahead and we're going to watch this match and do bingo.
Pride Style. We've done a couple of these now.
Yes, yes.
I think this is maybe our third one, but it's a company that
they're a friend.
I hope they feel the same as us.
They have to. You know,
that's not a proper sentence.
We're basically
best
friends. Yeah.
What? Can I see the names on this match again, real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, she's still champ?
Yes, Tanaya.
What was the other one? Ocean Avenue.
I think she's the new wave. Champion Oceano Avery, I think, is his name.
Ocean, what were they, a big yellow card fan?
They have to be. I mean, this is the West Coast, for crying out loud.
Ocean Avenue. Are they ska? All right, no, go ahead.
You know, I don't know. I think they're emo, no?
No, I would put them as like pop punk.
Okay, well, I think pop punk is emo in my mind.
They make me want to, what's their big one? If I could find you now.
Oh, that's
better.
Right. That is
that song makes
guys.
Me want to snowboard, and I've never snowboarded a single time in my life. But that song makes me want to snowboard because I think it was in.
That's a very good.
I want to say it was in an SSX game.
You're thinking of SEX.
No, that's a different thing. SSX Tricky, the one after that. I think it was in 3.
It's snowboarding.
But it was definitely in a snowboarding game. SSX Tricky.
That makes sense because a lot of like. Underground hip hop makes me want to skateboard because of Tony Hawk games. Yeah. But let's get to this match. It's Tanaya versus Oceano Avery.
This is my match of the week.
We got this.
Matches, are you ready?
Check the Wikipedia shortly after the show.
No.
For all the developments.
Style, bro. Are you ready?
A little
there
loud.
We go. There we go.
Look, our logo's on the turnbuckle.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. This is one of ours. We told you, we're not just saying, oh, we like this place. No, we put our money
back to the action. We are
on where our heads
the turnbuckle.
A lot of people think that we're goddamn liars, and usually we are.
And we're into the chin.
I would. I would.
Here's
lie.
Our boy, Oceano.
Oceano Avery.
I want to see how they pronounce it. He says Ocean Avery. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not sure. We're just going to call him Ocean Avery until further notice. The O at the end is silent.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big, scary man. That's a lot.
I don't want to see this guy hurt Tanaya, I got to say. I'm rooting for Tanaya.
Tanaya is the champion for a reason, okay?
You know, you got a good damn point there.
It was some bullshit. That she beat Johnny Robbie,
but she beat Johnny Robbie.
But
she
did
anybody.
For the belt. You can't take that away from her.
I would never. Tanaya, let's see if she gets the bubbles again.
Well, the only way you can take it away from her is if you beat her, and I just don't see a lot of people being able to do that.
I don't think anybody could do it, unless it was Johnny Robbie. But
well, yeah, we're Johnny Robbie
Marks.
Fans on this show.
Yeah.
Welcome our new wave champion to the ring.
I hate this sound thing that happens when you watch.
What happens?
You don't hear it like that?
No, she's got the bubble thing. She comes out with one of those, like, it shoots like a million bubbles. I think I got one off of Timu.
No way.
Not as nice as what she has going on there,
next
but I
time
got
we,
one.
Next time we watch a Tanaya match, you got to bring out the bubbles. There's some
crafting up. I got to find it. But it puts a lot of bubbles out there. That thing's sweet. I like it. And it's. I feel like it's a...
I'm gonna catch all these motherfucking bubbles.
It's a good entrance thing for somebody because nobody's gonna get mad that like if she was throwing water around or it was a squirt gun, some people would probably be annoyed. Like I don't want my shirt wet for the rest of the show and stuff like that.
If she's spitting water on you,
nobody's gonna be mad that they got some bubbles on them.
No, for sure.
Not I.
Does this count as wrestler playing to the crowd?
Match.
I feel like it should. No?
I feel like it shouldn't because it's part of the entrance.
The entrance is part of it.
Well, then so.
Okay, I guess they're always going to be doing it. Yeah, they're always going to be playing to the crowd. But
I
feel like going above and beyond and spraying them with bubbles is a little.
We're not watching along on entrances. We're watching along matches.
True. This is just to get us pumped.
So
out.
I feel like the bingo card. It has. You have to wait for the bell to ring.
Tanaya. Oh man, the wrestler's chanting her name, and that doesn't count, does it?
I don't. I would say no. What does that count for?
One fall. Wrestler, or what's it, crowd? No,
chance
yeah, maybe.
Both wrestlers.
You're right, they didn't say. I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know.
I mean, look at this Ocean guy. They probably are like, is his name Ocean or Oceana? There's
I feel like
mixed,
this is
mixed messaging.
I mean,
and I'm not
I'm
trying
mistaken.
To take anything away from this guy. I don't want this guy mad at me. Look at him.
That looks like a big fucking dude.
He's a brute. He's a goddamn brute.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't want him to win, but I think I'm picking him to win because we don't know. I have not seen this match.
Me neither. Yeah.
It is still my match of the week, but I haven't seen it. But I did that a couple weeks ago. We make the rules how we want to make them.
She says Ocean. Okay, maybe this is a typo on the YouTube channel then.
Well, we'll call him Ocean Avery. Now I know he's a yellow card fan.
Did you see he was trying to freaking intimidate her and she did not seem intimidated,
no,
dude?
She knows. She knows his game.
No, Tanaya knows. She's the champion for a reason, like you said. And look, she's standing right next to the logo on the turnbuckle, our logo.
That's nice. That's cool.
I think she did that on purpose because she's, just such a nice lady.
She said, put me in the Wrestle Cream corner. Oh, they're both in the Wrestle Cream corner.
Yeah, they're in the cream corner.
They're both cream corners. I love it.
Ocean Avery is a pretty cool wrestler name.
Definitely.
And he's fighting a person with bubbles. There's a lot of, like, you know, water. She looks cool with all these bubbles like that. A shower of suds. Welcome, Arthur. I think I saw a picture of that on Instagram.
That's cool.
I don't think there's enough bubbles.
Damn, she got chanted twice, and the match hasn't even started.
And the match hasn't even started. The people love her.
Yeah. And for good reason. She's one of our best. Tanaya victorious. All right, there's a lot of things we got to watch out for. Before that happens.
I know, it's confusing.
We got this, though.
Oh, I'm not worried at all.
Thank you, Victor, for getting this match started.
All right, let's see what's going to happen here. Come on, Tanaya.
Oh, I don't think you're going to want that from Ocean Avery.
What are they chanting?
His tickles are pretty strong. I don't think
tickle fight. Does this fucking guy tickle people?
He doesn't look like a tickler to me.
Maybe he's ticklish.
A lot of people, you know, can surprise you. You know, maybe he's not a guy who looks like a tickler, but he's a big tickleman.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah, Tanaya. Get his ass. Get his little butt.
Get him. I'm worried.
No.
I'm worried.
He doesn't like being arm dragged. He said, I refuse to be arm dragged.
On record.
Up and over. Oh, I wouldn't want to be up there.
Is she going to roll his ass up? Oh, that's cool.
Nice with that reversal.
Wasn't there like a top rope thing? Does that count? Or does it have to be like a dive, do you think? Damn, that was nice.
Dive.
Would that just right there, though, be smooth chain wrestling sequence?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. We got.
Because I want it.
We got a G.
All right, not too technical and difficult to explain, but extremely effective. Not
what did he do? He did a cutoff?
All it took was a boot to stop Tanaya.
A boot.
Impressive reversal. Okay. There was some reversal so far.
We're learning the bingo thing, people. Lay off.
Right. Crowd comes along, referee bump. If anything.
stepping on the collarbone of Tanaya here. Big fucking
right. Oh, boy.
Sequence.
This guy, I like him, you know, and as much as you have to like a guy for him not to come to your house and kill you, but I don't like what he's doing to our girl, to Tanaya.
He seems like an impressive athlete.
He's pretty impressive. He's very strong looking. Oh, no, he's going to rip open her mouth.
Don't do that.
She needs that for talking.
And eating.
He's just ripping her face.
Oh, the elbow to the face.
Is there anything about opening a person's mouth?
We were going to add that, and then it didn't make the cut.
Son of a bitch, you're right.
Extremely thoughtful.
Oh, they're chanting
Hell
for
yeah.
her.
Hell yeah. Hit him in his stupid stomach. No, I'm just kidding. If you're watching Ocean, you have a great stomach. Not stupid at all.
No, it's stupid. I'll tell you it. I'm not scared of this guy.
I am. Oh, he's got the creature from the Black Lagoon back there.
Ocean Avery.
He's a monster man.
One devastating maneuver.
Yeah, well, I hope that this turns into the monster mash.
Big boot earlier.
And Tanaya puts him down.
No shit. Get him.
He warned her, but the
I'm trying to keep an eye on this bingo card, but I can't take my eyes off this action.
It's hot action. Hot wrestling action.
Keep your eyes
I love it. I've got, like I said,
oh,
I haven't
shit.
Watched a ton of Pride Style.
Oh my god. Hey, remember those
but what I have seen, it's been different wrestlers.
Yeah.
And different kinds of matches and styles or whatever. Not different kinds
right.
of matches, but different kinds of styles and wrestlers and all that.
Yeah.
I very much enjoy it.
Me too. It might be my favorite indie promotion. I think AIW is a very good indie promotion in Cleveland, Ohio, the city that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I feel like I was spoiled with it. I feel like there's not a lot of indie
here.
Promotions that are that as good as that, but
You're
I
right.
think Pride Style is I love Pride Style. It might be my
well,
favorite.
Well, I'll go on record and say my favorite's old wrestling, but that's because
yeah, okay, that's just, fair.
But that's my
old is great. It's
but
a
I
whole
feel
different
Pride
experience.
Style is more your deal because
yeah, it is.
It's wrestling
high quality
focused,
wrestling.
As far as
yeah.
I know,
yeah, I know.
Where
it's
old
quality.
Is old is about a story. He's throwing this girl around, and I feel
I don't like it, man. I'm a big Tanaya guy, and I don't like watching her get
I need her to
slam
throwing
like
this guy around.
Yeah, come on. Get your fighting spirit comeback so I could bingo that, and then also because I don't want...
Have we only got one thing? Oh,
yes.
Wait. Big Chop echoing through the building.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah, when he knocked her out of the fucking ring.
You're fucking right, dude.
What was
Sorry.
The other one we did?
I don't even remember. Hold on. Let me do the fucking...
No, take your time.
Where's the big chop? There it is.
B. Three. Miss.
Maybe he was just checking on her. What do you mean?
Big chop.
He's getting
okay.
cocky. Like, just,
yeah.
He's taking it lightly.
Yeah, and he shouldn't. That's going to be his fatal mistake.
She's the new wave world champion, okay?
Yes.
You don't no just They don't just hand that out.
No. Smooth chain wrestling sequence is the other one we got.
Oh,
by.
Yeah, you're right.
Solid chops right there. Defiant chops coming from the
champion, but... Chop battle in the middle. No.
No, strike. But
yeah.
Still those are strikes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then it counts.
What were you... Were you thinking like punches?
No, anything really. Kicks even. Where's that one
that
at? You know?
I think that counts.
It does
two.
Count.
If you're trying to miss. Strike exchange in the center. I'm counting
yeah,
it because
okay.
I want to get a bingo.
No, I think
and
we count
is,
it. We definitely
hard.
Count it.
It's not a good position.
Do we do top rope move now?
Oh,
no, because we're thinking a
oh.
dive.
Reversal.
Brilliant reversal.
Okay, you're right. Damn it. All the stuff is happening at once.
I don't know where it went.
Stop short and dead in their tracks all the way through the mat.
We said something about a reversal.
Yeah, no, smooth reversal sequence or something like that.
It's on the board. G4, smooth chain.
Gotta stay on her.
No, wait.
No, we got
that's
that one already.
It.
This is a mistake that you often see.
Oh, impressive reversal, B4.
B4.
That's going to be my joke every time. I feel like there was a creative pin attempt, but I can't confirm because...
We're getting distracted
no,
by the game.
No, not really. I know, there's bingo. We're going to have to hire somebody just to do the bingo.
Yeah, we're strong when you need him.
He did say made in China, but now he's going for her kidneys. And her upper back.
I'm definitely not anticipating a handshake or a show of respect in this one.
Well, what if there's one after?
I mean...
She earns his respect.
But do you think he deserves to get a handshake? I mean, he doesn't seem like he's...
It doesn't matter.
He seems like he's trying to hurt Tanaya.
Tanaya doesn't treat people like that.
All of it. Full compliment.
She's gonna say.
You think she's gonna be like, "Hey, in the ring there, you were trying to, you were actually trying to hurt me. You weren't just trying to win the match. I'm cool with that."
Yeah.
All right.
She's gonna say, "Hey, you did what you had to do. You don't. You gotta break. You wouldn't know this, but you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet."
That's true. I don't eat those.
I know. That's why I said you wouldn't know.
Congratulations. Oh, that's cool. If we didn't have the cool reversal one, we would know.
I would. Yeah. Mark it again. Double.
Well, we wouldn't get anything extra, so there's really no
I know,
for
but
that.
You can mark it again. It's okay.
Oh, shit. Is he going to be the one that has a fucking fighting spirit comeback?
Is that what she's doing right now?
I don't think so. If he, like, slams her and she gets right back
right
up.
Off.
Nice. There it is. Oh, no. Yes.
I like
No. That was pretty cool.
You got to chop the tree down. Oh.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Nice. That was close, but I don't think 2.999.
No, that was not a 2.999. That was a 2. Oh, just a solid 2. No, not even a solid 2. Just a 2. A regular 2. Lowercase 2.
I disagree.
Oh, top rope. Isn't this a thing?
If she lands it. I mean, does this powerbomb count? What a powerbomb, dude.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
She might be out. I would not count
Please
that.
Please don't get hurt from this.
Move.
No.
Real fucking big. Real fucking big is true.
Come on, Tanaya. Dude, that was 2.999.
I'm giving you a 2.999 on that. That's a G2 miss. Did it again. Dude, you have silly look on his face? Because that way we could mark that off on our bingo card.
You know, that should have been on there, but it wasn't.
Silly looking bloke.
I mean, I don't know why you're saying these things when this man will find you. We know he knows you live in Cleveland.
Ooh, Ocean Avery?
Yeah.
Cleveland. Come on. I'd love to have you on the show, Ocean Avery. Oh, that's a creative pin.
Yeah, that was, definitely.
Oh, but he's got her in a sleeper.
Get out of it.
I thought there was creative pin. I won.
No, there is. I won, yeah. That you're saying that you won the game.
No. Don't think you're so silly. That's creative. She's got it on him. This is great.
Remember, size doesn't matter with a chokehold. No, sir.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So, she had to get him down. The problem was...
We win the game.
Because
we get a free... Oh, wait, do you have to get all in a row?
Yeah, you have to get him in a row.
Okay. I haven't played Bingo in forever. I thought you just had to get one of each letter.
No, horizontal, vertical, or diagonal.
Right on.
We could play postage stamp, but I'm not explaining what that is.
We can play postage stamp.
That's a thing.
Aye. What a spine buster,
man. Postage stamp? Ooh.
I will tell you this. I like Ocean Avery. That was another 2.999.
Counts. I kind of consider that a creative pin. Because he made sure to get the pin right after the move, not worry about getting to the side or how.
True,
how
but we already have it.
I know, but I got to point it out. So
okay, right on. You're right. He's taking off our turnbuckle pad with our logo, and he's giving it to the fans. That's
now
really nice
Now I really. No, that's the commentators. Now I really got a fucking problem with this guy. I
don't like this. Yeah, he's a real jerk, man. He did this on purpose because he hates us, and he
put
hates
it back.
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit.
Well, usually we're pretty, like, we try to be positive, and if there's things we don't like, we don't talk about them, but I don't like this guy, and I'm going to talk about it.
Nice, dude. Creamers who are listening, Tanaya just German suplexed this son of a bitch after shoving him into the exposed turnbuckle. It was pretty
Kick
neat.
Him in the face. Oh,
nice knee, dude.
Oh, and then the knee was good. The kick was good, and the knee was good. That's why 1, 2, 3. She beat him.
Match is over.
Oh, dude, I feel like that was a fight.
Did the crowd count along?
They did, so we get the crowd count along one. Okay, hold on.
That
was a good match, man. I'm so glad she won. I mean, I don't think we won bingo, though.
No.
Okay.
This match was his, and he blew it.
Well, we could still get handshake or show of respect.
Oh, big super kick? Well, that wasn't really a super kick that she did.
Champion for withstanding.
I would say we got the fighting spirit one and the fire. Well, she didn't
fighting
fire.
Fighting spirit comeback? Sure. Counting.
Yeah.
Okay, Wrestler fires up and Hulk's up? No.
No, because she didn't Hulk up, but she did get fired up. Duplicate.
I don't know. Well, well hey, this is a work in progress. Please let us know if what we should, which ones are these are stupid and should be taken off, and what we should add in their place.
Let's see. Maybe there's something else. Maybe she does shake the little guy's hand. I'm very impressed by this Ocean Avery guy.
I haven't seen a single person
in Pride Wrestling that I haven't been impressed by.
I was impressed with both of them, really.
No, for
but
sure.
But we knew what we were getting into with Tanaya.
Yeah, I saw that Tanaya had a match that seemed like it was a good length for this show, and I was like, well, we're going to watch that.
Well, any match. We'll watch any match.
That's very true. Stop.
Boy. Boy, oh boy. She done did it again.
Yeah, she did.
I've only seen her win. I've only seen her win.
And as much as that's why
that was my match of the week.
Great match. Okay, so Creamers, again, did you enjoy this bingo version? Next time we're going to have it down a little bit more.
No, probably not.
But we could still figure it out afterwards.
No.
Was there a surprise?
Was there the same
crowd chance for both wrestlers? Did not happen. No. Wrestler lands on their feet out of a counter?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's hard to watch and the bingo.
Because I feel like when that happens, it's like a German suplex usually, and I feel like she did German him.
Yeah, she drew German suplexed him on his head.
Yeah, I don't think... We didn't get that one.
That's
okay.
The opposite spot of his feet.
I don't think anybody played to the crowd.
No, I don't think we should count before the match starts for that.
No, you're right.
Unless we change free space to that and add something else, but we can talk about
that. That would have to be next time. Crowd starts clapping along. Time. That didn't happen, did it?
No.
It's hard to tell because Creamers, when we watch these, it does this weird thing where it like cuts out anytime. Like, you know, it's got like a noise gate on and I don't know how to shut it off. So it sounds weird.
It's noise gatekeeping.
There was no handshake or show of respect. Okay, so then
at no point in that match did I feel that Ocean Avery respected
him. I would say there wasn't any dives off the top rope, but there was a pretty good amount of times where they went up there.
You got top rope move.
Yeah.
And then a dive to the outside. So like those are like a dive is a specific thing, but a top rope move, you could say that power bomb.
I'm going to.
All right, me too. And one miss. You thought I forgot.
I did not think that.
Surprise burst of speed.
Hold on, let's get. Yeah, which one was it? But I have
N1
top rope move there. Okay, and then save the photo. Okay, so what was it? Surprise burst of speed.
Yeah, I don't. You think? Yeah.
I think that there was a certain time where the match.
Count like it.
The,
nope.
The, okay.
No. Nope. You said I don't even.
There was a certain point though where it was all of a sudden fast paced.
All right, yeah, it was a slow pace for Avery was kind of keeping it that way.
Yeah,
dude, I think because of his size and whatnot helped.
He's not going to want to get into a speed match against Tanaya for crying out loud.
He's not faster than her,
and that's a mistake to make if you do that with against.
And then free space. Wrestler fires up and hulks up. Not really.
No, I don't think so.
Her comeback was slow and steady.
I think that the match did hit another gear at the same exact time.
Did it hit it late?
Yes.
Match hits another gear late.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to us. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I made that up. Shit. Great record. Oh, I can't duplicate. Okay, hold on. I got to do something real quick.
Who sings that?
Busta Rhymes.
I thought Busta Rhymes. People.
Was it Busta Rhymes?
In my head it was Busta Rhymes, but I think
Ja Rule is in there.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
Actually, it might be a Busta Rhymes.
I thought it was Busta Rhymes.
We used it on this channel before. So
we have.
Yeah.
We've used it. What does that mean? It is just Busta Rhymes.
I used it to on one of our Instagram posts because we talked about the song. Yeah. We've talked about the song several times, actually. Okay. Music or match hits another gear. Why don't you play one of the music?
Comment below and tell me if we've talked about that song before. Cause I believe you, but I can't believe it.
It's an American classic. PNG. Okay. So now what? Okay. So we've got that.
I don't know.
Big super kick. Did that ever happen?
No. Her kicks were not super kicks.
Yeah, they weren't.
They were great. They weren't super kicks, but they weren't super kicks.
I would say that we do. There's no test of strength or standoff, right?
Mm-mm. I didn't see one. It would have been silly for her to try that.
Right. There was no dive to the outside.
Nope.
There was. I think momentum swings dramatically. I mean, she was pretty much taking a beating for the majority of the match, and then she.
I mean, I feel like that's another one that, unless it's like a squash match that we watch,
yeah,
probably is going to happen quite a bit.
So we do get that.
So one. I think that's fair. Okay. Which one is that?
One.
Oh, one.
Oh, 3-1-2-4, send it to Zoom.
Well, unless we get the other two O's, we're not going to win this week. Okay, and there was not a ring apron spot or a referee bump. So we lose. Bingo,
it,
more like big no. You see what I did?
Yeah, you did an anagram type of deal there.
Flip the G and the N.
We did not win it B-I-N-G. Ah! Bingo is not our name, O. But nice. I'll say this, though. Had a good time, goddamn good time watching the match.
I love Pride Style.
Yeah, Pride Style's fucking sick.
And
Tanaya is really great.
That they, except that fucking Ocean Avery. I didn't like his attitude.
He didn't really have an attitude. You know, I mean, his attitude was that he wants to beat up this opponent.
No.
There's no reason to get aggressive towards the guy. Come on.
Yeah, you have enough problems on your plate.
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast where he might be, you know. You're over there in the Midwest where he's not, I don't think. Let's go on his Instagram and see where he's at. He might be.
Where you at, Ocean Avery? You in Cleveland, the city that I live in?
I like his name a lot. It's definitely easy to remember.
There's a place called Ocean Avery.
Yeah, his name is Ocean Avery, not Oceana.
Staying up all
right, let's see. All right, 4 days ago he posted he's going to be...
In Cleveland?
No, in fucking British Columbia. He's in Canada.
Oh.
All right, well, and then he wrestles at DOA. That makes sense. So he wrestles here in Portland as well, the city that I live in. So I definitely I don't want any beef with this guy.
Go to a show and say, hey, we sponsored...
yeah. Remember when you saw my logo and you threw it off?
You ripped the fucking logo off, dick.
Sure. Well, Sammy Daddy. What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Yeah, remember. You ready for this?
Yeah. Whoa, dude. Look at that. Oh, very cool. Same color.
If you find someone who makes you smile, even when you're trying to be grumpy, let them into your life.
Sammy Daddy,
mm-hmm.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of super kicks?
My match count for 2026, the year of super kicks, is not that much different than last week. It is 110 matches that I've watched, counting the match we just watched.
Okay, so you did already add that to the number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Monday Night Raw had a couple matches, and nothing was that great. And I felt indifferent about most of them. Penta and... Kofi Kingston had a good match. I think we're doing something where the New Day is going to be good guys again, which is nice.
That's cool.
I think Woods hurt his... Xavier Woods' arm is hurt or something.
That's not
I don't remember. No, it's not. So it's him and Grayson Waller, and he keeps telling... Whatever. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. You saw my match of the week, and if you didn't, just rewind this thing, or if you're just listening, go watch it on YouTube later. Tanaya, Ocean Avery, Pride Style. Hell yeah. Let me ask you, I don't need, we just talked about it, so I really don't have to get into it more. What is your match count for whatever year this is?
2026,
the year of super kicks. I remember
now. The year of super kicks. My match count is 168.
I'm going to catch you.
My match of the week.
I'm going to catch you.
I mean, you know that was Kenny Omega and Swerve because of my haiku, but it was Kenny Omega versus Swerve from Dynamite. It was a really, really good match, and I think it's a little, you know, I've noticed, I don't know, there's like a little storyline thing that doesn't really make much sense to me personally, but no one else is caring about it, because when Swerve. And Will Ospreay faced the Young Bucks... And the stipulation was if they beat the Young Bucks, then the Young Bucks were no longer the EVPs. Mm-hmm. People were confused for like a week because they were like, does that mean that Will Ospreay and Swerve are the EVPs? And then the following week, they came out and they were like, we don't want to be the EVPs. We just don't want them to be the EVPs anymore. And now Swerve is like, I want to beat Kenny, and I want to be the new EVP. And it's like, well, I thought you didn't want to be the EVP. You
well,
could have
been.
Guy,
then.
You could have been.
Then. No,
if you would have made that the stipulation.
That wasn't the stipulation, though. Was it? I thought it was the Young Bucks couldn't be EVPs. And then Swerve and, what was it, Ospreay?
Yeah.
Couldn't challenge for the belt for like a year.
Was that? Yeah, you're right. I forgot about
that. They had their stipulation.
Yeah, all right. But still.
I didn't even watch the fucking product.
They did come out and say, we don't want to be the EVPs.
I don't remember that specifically, but. Yeah, but he was a bad
guy. He was a bad guy. Yeah, see, he's a bad guy now. Bad guys do want power.
He changed his mind. It's okay. Yeah.
You're allowed to change your mind. Okay, you're right.
He's fighting Kenny, right?
Yeah.
No. Kenny's fighting at the pay-per-view.
Oh, yes. MJF.
MJF. And
did you see that promo?
Moxley's fighting Ospreay, but not for the belt?
Not for the belt.
What the fuck?
That's how you know Ospreay's going to win.
Why? No, that's why I think he won't.
Really? But don't
you
think
about this? I'm going to derail this. So okay. The one, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
I was with Sean when he edited it.
Almost caught you.
Yes.
I didn't realize it when I talked about it because it was two Dynamites previous from when I recorded. But the match I watched was Ospreay's match back against one guy or whatever. And I had the thought, wouldn't it be cool, and it would have to be somebody the level of Ospreay, comes back, you know, he made his return. Yeah, you stink. Made his return at the pay-per-view or whatever. First match back against that kid, fucking loses.
That'd be
and then, but and then he's like, hey, that was a fluke, a little rusty, like, that guy's a great competitor, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I'm getting back. And then just goes on, like, a six-month losing streak. And then it's just like, I've lost. It almost does like a Hangman when he was drinking thing where he's like, I help myself. But like, you don't have to do the drinking part. But then like somebody that came back from an injury like that just fucking loses for like 6 months. Maybe win here or win there.
Sure.
Let's do something like that.
It would make sense.
And then at WrestleMania or whatever they do, it's then he finally gets that win. Or it's a gauntlet or something silly. Or a battle royal. Yeah. Not silly, but you know what I mean? Something that isn't like... So then that gives him a little bit of chance to do this, and then he's. So that's you guys can take that one, Vince Russo. I know you're listening.
Big.
Do that for JCW. We did an episode about him.
We got to get someone hurt first.
Remember
what did we do about him? I remember.
Vince Russo thinks we're marks, bro. He put that list out on like Twitter or something about
what makes you a mark.
These
15 right.
things make you a mark, bro. Wow, yeah. I'm nailing these impressions.
You sounded just like the guy, Vince Russo.
What?
Vince Russo.
Hey, if you do these things, bro, you're a total mark, bro.
You made him say bra the first time. I was a little unsure.
That's what he says. He says bra.
This is bro.
Oh, you listen to a lot of his stuff?
He says it like this, bro.
You listen to a lot of his
He puts
things?
A W at the end, which is odd.
You a big Vince Russo podcast guy? Does he have a podcast? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's the whole thing with Tony Khan.
Yeah, him and Coach.
Tony Khan is so full of shit.
Why?
Oh, yeah. I listen to your podcast all the time. I love what the Juggalo Championship Wrestling's doing. He ain't fucking watching Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
He might. It's on YouTube for free.
He is full of shit.
You never know.
No way. There's no way.
I mean, I don't think he should.
There's no way Tony
I don't want to insult it. I mean, there's a lot of people who work.
I'm
who
not
are
saying
like
it's
JCW
good or bad. Yeah. I'm just saying Tony Khan is not watching JCW.
Why?
That's
He's a juggalo.
That's my comment.
Is this your room for cream?
It should fucking be.
Put some face paint on the little guy, and he's going whoop whoop. Drink a Faygo.
I'm all for it. I'm not shitting on it. I respect what they got going on, and I've never met a juggalo I didn't like. However.
That's very true. I haven't either.
I have some good friends that are juggalos, actually. They listen to the show.
Me too. Johnny Arson, local hip-hop star.
I know. That's who I'm alluding to.
Oh. And I have another friend called Tristan, who's a juggalo. Do you have a room for cream? You go, and then we'll play one of the ones sent in, and then I'll go, and we'll play another one sent in. Or do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go, because I don't really have anything good. It's just Easter this weekend. And
eggs. Bunnies.
Yes. That's actually what I was going to get to, so thank you.
You're welcome.
My kids are into it. I think my son's into it because my daughter's into it. But my daughter's really into it because I think she likes, like, the Easter egg hunt part of it. Like, she likes playing, like hide and seek or find the things or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that plays into it. But when you really think about it, and I'm not trying to get into, like, the religious aspect of it. And I'm not even trying to get into, like, the actual history of it about it, like, springtime. And, like, that's where the colors, the pastel colors and the eggs for fertility. And I know all that stuff. Or at least I have a passing knowledge of it, we'll say.
Right on.
But just when you really think about it, it's fucking just weird. It's a bunny, and it's the eggs. Like it's weird that it came from wherever, and this aspect of this, and spring, and bunny, whatever.
Yes.
And the religious part. And then we went like, all right, we're going to take the bunny and the eggs and candy, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
Like Christmas is the tree and the presents and whatever. Right. And yes, there's the religious stuff, but it's kind of just more of a, like, it's not a religious holiday, really.
No, yeah. A lot of people who aren't religious celebrate it. Me.
I mean,
I don't really celebrate it, but.
I love Christmas. You're aware of it's a.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
So it's just weird to me. Like, that's it. Like.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, Santa Claus, all about it. Love it. Let's go. I can get behind that one. The Easter Bunny, I truly feel, here's my room for cream.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny is the one, I feel like kids don't listen to the show, right? I can say what I want.
I'm specifically banned them.
The Easter Bunny is the one that ruins the rest of them. If you know what I mean. I'm going to keep it vague enough just in case there's like a kid in the car or something.
I get what you're saying.
But the Easter Bunny is the one that ruins the rest of them because Santa is just so good. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that, whatever, there's discussions to be had about, you know, what you can give and what matters and all that kind of shit. But however, if you're lucky enough to be able to give or get as a kid from Santa, that's the greatest fucking one ever. You want to believe that forever.
Yeah, right.
So, like, there's no reason to question that. I'm not even, like, this is so good, I'm not even going to question what's going on. But then this motherfucker comes hopping, hippity-hopping in, down the way every year.
As one does.
And it's like, you go see, there was a thing at the rec center with the Easter Bunny, and the kids got their picture with it. My son loves going to see him. I want to see the Easter Bunny, and my daughter's fine with it, whatever. And, but then you, like you go up to that fucking thing, and I'm sure, like, my daughter didn't say anything, but she's five, and I know that there's, like, you can look at that and be like, well, that's not a real fucking bunny. I've seen a real bunny before.
Right.
Like, that's not Big Bird looks like a big bird.
Right. He's got feathers.
Easter Bunny, yeah, it's like fur, but it's not fur. Like, the Easter
Bunny
is
the one that,
even fucking the Tooth Fairy's kind of silly, but you, like, we all let that one slide anyway, too.
I think part of it is probably because you don't go visit the Tooth Fairy at the mall.
Yeah, there's nothing to throw it off. It's just like this magical thing.
You never see the Tooth Fairy as a part of it.
So I feel like those are your big three. Like, we did when our good friend, hopefully we hear from her later, when JB was on, whatever that was, 2 or 3 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we talked about cryptids. This is kind of like the cryptid talk. But, like, your big three are Santa, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny.
And
I'm wrong, and I'm forgetting.
Do you remember when Santa said, fuck the big three, it's just big me?
I feel like if...
Santa's the Kendrick Lamar.
Easter Bunny is Drake.
Exactly.
Drake's the Easter Bunny.
And the Tooth Fairy is J. Cole. Creamers.
Creamers.
It's time to hear the Wrestle Rugs Room for Cream.
What's up, boys? This is Matt, a.k.a. Wrestle Rugs, a.k.a. the official third man, coming at you with an RFC.
What up, Matt?
Boys, let me tell you this. If you have a chance to go to a Kaiju Big Battle show...
I forgot he did that.
Yeah.
To go. This is not a want. It is a straight-up need.
Dang.
This is literally the funnest time I've ever had at a professional wrestling show.
What?
I've been to AEW. I've been to WWE. Went to SummerSlam. Wow. Countless indies. This is something completely fucking different. It is amazing. You're not going to see five-star classics in the Tokyo Dome at a Kaiju Big Battle show.
Fine.
But you are going to have a good time. I guarantee it. Yeah, I just want to let you know that. I'll give you my match count.
Finally.
For
haven't heard it in forever.
The year of Super Kicks is 194 wrestling matches coming up on 200.
Damn,
pretty close.
Dude.
Pretty close. My match of the week is going to be Dr. Cube and whatever his tag team partner was versus Los Plantions at Kaiju Big Battle in Pittsburgh. It was amazing.
He loved it.
He really did.
Love you, be good people.
I love
it. We love you too.
And we always will. That little laugh. After.
No, agreed.
That said more than any of the words he said, even though I believed all the words he said about how great it was. That little laugh said.
No. Yeah.
Chuckle? Would you say chuckle? I feel like it was more than a chuckle, but less than a laugh.
Okay, yeah. The little laugh.
A cough.
Cough?
Cloth. Yeah, cough. The C from chuckle and the off from laugh.
Okay, yeah, he did a cough, and no, I agree. It sounded like
that's cool.
That was pure joy coming from Matt Russell Ruggs.
You weren't familiar with it, right?
No, I didn't until he brought it up.
Whatever that was a couple weeks ago, and I was, and I've wanted to see it, and I've looked at buying DVDs and this and that, and going, I just haven't been able to. That made it so I will absolutely go 100%.
Hell yeah, man! I mean, I do follow them on Instagram.
It's awesome, isn't it? It's pretty wild, ain't it?
It's pretty cool. And they have a Patreon where you can watch all of the, like, their back catalog for a certain tier. And, like, the last four shows is, like, the cheapest tier, something like that. So,
well, I know they have DVDs on their website and stuff like that.
It's very easily accessible, I think.
I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff on YouTube at this point because they've been around a long time.
Yeah, I know. I never heard of them.
I'd say 20, I looked into them.
I was like, oh, yeah, they really
25 years, probably. I bet.
Probably. It's very cool. And I love that they have the building, you know, the town and the ring and stuff like that from the Metroid and stuff like that. It's very cool. And I'm really glad that Matt Russell Ruggs had a great time.
Don't call him Matt. I don't like it.
He says his name is Matt.
I don't care.
It's one T.
His name is Matt. I'm not arguing. One T.
Because he's a wrestle rug.
Matt. Wrestle Matt.
Exactly. But no, I'm really glad that you had a great time, Wrestle Rugs.
No, that's awesome.
And like hearing how much excitement you had for it and everything like that made my day, personally.
You seemed happy. And that's what I want everybody to be.
Wrestling made you happy, and we love that for you, buddy.
Well, whatever it may be, but the fact that it was wrestling makes it cooler.
Hell yeah. My room for cream.
Give it to me.
Now, since I wasn't here last week... I have two, but one of them is just a real quick one, if that's okay with you.
Santa's should be... Never mind.
I finally watched The Substance. Have you watched that movie?
Nope. Is that a... I don't know what that is.
It's a horror movie. Demi Moore, yes.
I heard about it. Didn't they make a body horror show or something?
I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
They made a...
There's like a... Yeah, but...
Who cares? Talk. I'm interrupting.
I had not watched the movie. I tried to watch it a couple of times, but it's very disgusting, you know? And, like, there's a part in the beginning of the movie where... what's his fucking name? That one bloke. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I could start throwing out names. John Goodman?
No, it's not John Goodman. It's it doesn't matter. The one guy, he's fucking eating shrimp, okay? Mm. And they put like these little
What kind of shrimp?
I don't know.
Like raw shrimp with cocktail sauce?
I don't maybe, but it's
like
crunchy.
Like popcorn shrimp? It's, like it was cooked?
I mean, I guess,
this
but
it's important.
They had eyeballs though. That was the gross what made it so disgusting. Why? I don't know. Just to make it grosser, I guess.
Do they always have eyeballs?
I don't know, man. There's little black eyeballs on these things.
Who? Are you talking about Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid, yes.
Yep.
Are you seeing the shrimp?
No, I just looked up. I'll Google Dennis Quaid shrimp.
The Substance.
No.
What if he eats shrimp in a different movie?
That's actually his thing.
He's like Brad Pitt, but just with shrimp.
Why is the camera so close to his face?
They do that to make it more disgusting, I think. That's part of why it's so gross.
They have those little eyes on them.
Whenever I'm watching that, when I've tried to watch it before, I just stop watching it at that point because I'm like, this is disgusting, and it's the beginning of the movie.
Those are prawns.
Okay, well, I have to take it back. They're prawns.
I eat shrimp.
This time I powered through it, and I watched the entire movie. For the majority of the movie, I was thinking, like, I don't really like this movie.
This sucks.
It's just fine. And then
she shave her head.
And then at the end of the movie, the way the movie ended, I was like, I might like this movie.
This
ending
is worth
was,
it.
Was insane. Do you want me to tell you how it ended?
No. People are listening.
They had over a year to watch this dang thing.
What's the amount of time that's acceptable for a spoiler?
1 year.
Really?
Yeah. Are you going to look it up?
I'm going to see what day it came out because I'm not. You think I'm going to break the law?
Well, it won an Oscar.
Oh, it came out in 2024.
Yeah.
September 20th, 2024. That's 2 years ago.
Or so that's okay. So it's okay. So
I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to watch it, but there might be. If you are going to watch The Substance, the body horror film written and directed by, I'm not saying that name, then maybe turn us off. I would normally not tell you to turn us off.
Yeah, or you could just skip. I mean, you don't have to turn it off.
Yeah, but how are they going to know when to skip to? Because then they're going to skip ahead a little bit, and then you're going to be like, and then she fucking shoots the guy.
Creamers.
Creamers.
If you don't want to know how The Substance goes, after My Room for Cream,
pause the movie.
Ronald Two Legs' Room for Cream. So just fast forward until you see Ronald Two Legs on the screen. Or if you're just a listener, then you're going to have to pause it, watch the movie, and come back.
Can you tell me how this ends in a minute?
I'll try. Ready?
All right. 1 minute starting now.
Well, okay. First, I have to give you context, though.
Oh, my God. You're tick.
Can I get tick, 1 minute, talk, for, Mr. 1 minute Anderson. For context? 1 minute for context. 1 minute for the.
All thing. Right. If okay. you don't want it to be spoiled, skip ahead 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So there's this stuff that you get, and then it makes like a younger. I thought that it just makes you look younger, but that's not what it does. It makes a younger, like more beautiful version of you. Come out of you, like her back splits open,
like
and then and then this like younger version comes out, and then they share a consciousness, but only one of them, but like they have different thoughts, like they're not the same person. So like every 7 days, you got to switch. You have to like let the other person be alive again, and the new younger version has to stab the old body in the back and suck out this goop, and then put it in her leg. And she has to do this every day for 7 days, and then she has to switch back. And eventually, she just doesn't want to switch anymore, so she stops. And she starts just keep taking the goop out anyways and putting it in her. And then that starts making, like, the young... Like, then, she has to, like, switch, though, because if she doesn't, there's not any more goop going to come out. So because she keeps taking more than her 7 days, the Demi Moore version of her is starting to like age rapidly and being like her finger turns like really gross, and then her like foot and leg, and then she's getting mad because she can't she's just like stop doing this shit, but the younger one doesn't listen, and she's becoming like a star, and so then she fucking so then eventually she's like, I don't want to like let this chick use my body anymore because she looks like a decrepit old piece of shit now. And so she calls the company that makes the substance. She's like, I want to end it. And then they sent her this like new needle that says like termination or whatever. And she puts half of it in the girl. And then because, you know, she, only one of them is alive at once. And then she realizes, I actually don't want to give this to her. You know, I want her to be a star because like somehow that makes her a star. I don't understand it, but it does. So then she takes the needle out, and then she puts like this thing in her leg, and then puts it in the girl, and then it's like putting each other's blood into each other, and then it makes her come back alive somehow. And then she sees that she has that needle that says termination. So then she just beats the shit out of Demi Moore and then kills her. And then she's like, I guess I'm the new person now. And then she's supposed to like host the like ball drop of New Year's, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and drop a pierogi.
She goes there, and then her teeth start falling out, and her ear falls off because she's not supposed to. Like, you can't just kill the old one, you know. So then she's like, "Oh no!" Ah, she's freaking out. So she goes back to the house, and when Demi Moore originally used the substance, it says on the bottle, "One, you know, single use only, throw away or whatever." And she didn't throw it away. She like kept a little bit of it. So this girl puts it in herself. Like, this is the clone one doing it now, right? Well, then you think, okay, so she's thinking that like her back is going to split open and then a new young version is going to come out. But that's not what happens. A fucking monster comes out, and the monster has like a boob over here and like teeth over here. And then like that girl's face, but like it's melted, and there's like this big giant eye hole, but there's no eye. And then fucking Demi Moore's face is on the back, but her mouth is stuck open like this. And she can't talk. She just goes like, ah, you know, and it's just like this big, disgusting monster. So then she goes to do the ball drop thing for some reason. Obviously, she doesn't look like a beautiful woman. And then everybody in the audience is like freaked out by what they're looking at. And then her eye hole that I said has no eyeball, a fucking boob comes out. Huh? And it's like covered in blood. And then it just falls on the ground. It has like one of those tails that your eyeballs have. It's disgusting. It's the most insane fucking thing you've ever seen. And then you know, people are like, monster, and they start trying to kill her, and then she doesn't die. Like, they chop off her head or something like that, and then it just grows back. And then she just, like, goes outside and dies somehow. I don't even remember. She just, like, explodes. She falls to the ground and explodes. That's what happens. And then, like, Demi Moore's face is still there, and it's just, like, a face on the ground, and it looks just like a melty, goopy face. And then the face starts crawling, and then it goes to her Hollywood star thing. You know how they have those on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just dies there and it melts, and then someone comes up and cleans it, and that's the end of the movie. But the majority of the movie, I was like, not really into this. But then when she turned into this monster and starts doing crazy shit, it was fucking insane. I've never, like, because it was all practical effects. It wasn't CGI, so it looked like something from the 80s, like an 80s mm-hmm. body horror movie. And it was fucking bonkers. A boob came out of a fucking gaping hole and then fell to the floor. Have you ever seen this kind of thing? No.
I think that was more than 3 minutes.
All right, well, Creamers, you Sorry. Can listen now. It's time to start listening.
Yeah, you can uncover your ears. You can uncover your ears.
My real room for Cream is that
that was last week's.
The Supergirl trailer came out today, and I'm very excited for this.
And a fucking boob fell out of her eye.
Yeah. No, but a boob didn't fall out of her eye in the trailer. Maybe
you don't know.
Might be in the movie. I haven't seen the movie yet, but in the trailer,
it's not out.
They no boobs falling out.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't know. What
is
would
the,
you do?
Is if, the dog
you,
in it?
What would you do if you were there and you saw a boob just fall on the ground?
No, we can't do this. The spoilers.
But what
spoiler
would you do though?
Alert.
What
spoiler
would you do though?
Alert.
They don't know the context. They're probably like, "What?"
See, I find it hard to believe that she was the first person to ever do the weird stuff with the thing. So I feel like this has happened before. That's what's weird to me. She was the first person to ever do that? No.
Yeah. So if you were there, though, in the audience, and you saw a boob just come out of this gaping hole on a person's face and fall on the ground, what would you do?
I would. New Year's?
I would yell, 5-second rule.
New Year's? Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not topping that. I like that. That was good. I feel like you set me up so you could do that, and it was
That's
worth
exactly
it.
Right. I thought of it while
you
I was
did
saying it.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. It was worth it. 5-second rule.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like
you.
That was the Supergirl trailer?
Yeah. It's going to be wild, dude. David Cornsweet's in it.
Is the I don't know who that is. Is that
the guy who plays Superman?
Is the in the movie? The one you like?
The Substance?
No, Superman.
Oh, yeah, my Superman. Yeah, my the Superman that I watched probably a million times. Yeah.
That's your Superman?
Yeah, I would say so.
Not Dean Cain? Was
when
the dog
when I was
in
a
it?
Kid, I did watch that show, Lois and Clark, though. The dog is in it.
Okay.
And
she took it. It's her dog.
Yeah. And it's actually, it seems like Crypto is an incredibly important part of the story.
Yeah, I've heard that before in the last one.
Well, watch the trailer. You'll see.
No.
Fair enough.
I don't think I will.
Okay.
Spider-Man had a trailer.
That's true. It was pretty good.
He looks so sad.
Yeah, he's a sad boy. And then fucking He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, had a trailer.
I didn't watch that. And I know I don't think it was a room for Cream, but I talked about this very early on where that like trailers show too much and do too much and I don't want to watch them.
Yeah.
So I see the thing, Spider-Man trailer, and just instinctively click it and watch it. And I watched it. It was cool. I enjoyed it very much. And it ended, I go, fuck, man, I don't like watching trailers. And then I immediately rewatched it. I'm like, well, I already saw this one, though, so might as well watch it again. But now I stick away. I stay away from most trailers.
I watched the Supergirl trailer 3 times.
In a row?
No, not in a row. I watched the Supergirl trailer, and then I watched a person do a reaction video to the Supergirl trailer, and then I watched it again, and then I watched a different person react to it, and then I was like, I've seen the trailer enough for today.
I feel like that counts like 4. That would be 4.
That's fair.
Two reactions.
And then I watched it one more time.
I feel like I watched The Substance, so that would count.
It's something, I'll tell you that, man. When you're watching this movie, you're like, this was nominated for an Oscar? This is not the kind of movie that gets Oscar.
It could be an Oscar for sound.
Well, Demi Moore was
effects.
Demi Moore was nominated for best actress in a dramatic role. I think she might have won.
Demi?
Yeah.
For G.I. Jane?
Demu.
She was G.I. Jane.
Yeah, she was G.I. Jane.
So what was it? This week's was the Supergirl trailer?
Yeah.
But
what's funny, though, I actually watched The Substance yesterday, so it really couldn't have been last week's Room for Cream.
All right, so when did the Supergirl trailer come out?
Today.
So you just wanted to have two, you fucking...
Well,
liar.
I didn't... I watched the Supergirl trailer, and I was like, I gotta talk about this on the show, but I already had this whole Substance thing, you know? I'm never gonna watch the Substance again, but I would recommend watching it just to see this fucking craziest thing you've ever seen, because it is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Nah, I'm probably not gonna watch it.
Boob come out?
I'm just being honest.
I understand. This is to the creamers.
Creamers,
even if you listened to me talking about it, now you know, you're like, that sounds kind of interesting. I've never seen boobs fall out before.
Outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role.
She win it?
What a convoluted way to say best actress.
I know. Yeah, it's well, yeah, I know, because it's not like they don't have best female actress in...
Outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role. She won that. She was nominated for other shit, Oh, that was the Actor Awards. Isn't that the one you like?
Mm-hmm.
SAG?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they need to fucking get over themselves if that's what they're fucking calling their things.
Yeah.
Because at the Academy Awards, she was nominated for Best Actress.
They probably have best...
I know what that means.
Best comedy actress in a supporting role.
Oh, wait, excuse me. It's not best. It's outstanding performance by a female.
I apologize. That is stupid. That is a lot.
I don't like that because everybody that's nominated had an outstanding performance.
True.
But she wasn't the best actress, according to the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Somebody else was.
True.
And that's okay. We can't all be the best actress every year. Okay?
I know I haven't been.
I haven't even been nominated.
Not yet. But this show has been nominated for an Academy Award. You could look it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Creamers, it's time...
Oh, it does say that.
Now, Creamers, it's time for Ronald Two Legs' Room for Cream. Jesse Blair did not send in a Room for Cream. Unless
what?
She did. She did not. But, I mean, she's
That's okay.
busy. She's busy doing wrestling.
Everybody's busy doing things.
Yeah.
JB knows we love her.
And we love you, JB. And we wish you the best.
Wish you the best.
Now, Ronald Two Legs, let's hear what you got, buddy.
Give it to me. Give it to me, Ronald.
Hey, boys. Hey. Ronald Two Legs here. What's happening? Number one creamsman.
Thank you.
Best creamer of the show. Ultimate all-time.
Creamer.
All-time creamsman.
He's right.
Just calling in.
Right
calling
on,
in for my room for cream. Real quick, just want to say sorry to Hot Joe. A little bit of a misunderstanding, you know.
What happened?
You're forgiven.
All that business, you know, what's done is done. Ipso facto, I don't
know. He spoke French.
I don't know what I'm trying to say here. But, you know, my bad. Our bad, I guess. You know.
On behalf of you and Derek.
No big deal.
Rope burns,
It's all water under the fridge.
It was necessary. So I mean, let bygones be bygones. I guess is what they say.
By God.
Yeah. Anyways, this week's room for cream. Nick Gage. We got the King coming back to Absolute Intense Wrestling, and I just want to give everyone plenty of time.
AIW.
Get their tickets. Front row tickets pretty much sold out. I know there's some second and third rows left. So get those tickets. Nick Gage coming back to the Cleveland area, the city that we live in. That's not where Hot Joe lives, I know. I've been there, so I know that.
Right.
Been there.
All right, boys.
I'll tell you about
show.
It.
Hope I'm all forgiven. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
We love you as well.
I believe it's May 15th, AIW, Nick Gage.
Okay, two things. One, he's talking about Derek and Ronald Two Legs showed up to my home, and they roughed
home.
Me up. Yes.
They roughed you up.
Yes.
Why? Do you owe money or something?
Well, no. They just think that I was like, I don't really know what the hell they think. They think that somehow I have something to do with why they were in prison, which of course I don't. You know, I ain't no snitch.
Well, no, I know that.
And so but they came over here. They beat me up a little bit. And then.
Is that why you missed the show?
That is why. I was not
sick. You weren't
sick. They hit me in the throat with an iron pipe.
A what?
An iron pipe.
Oh, okay.
And it hurt, and I couldn't talk. I was, you heard me. I tried.
I don't know what that was.
Oh, boy, did I try. Okay, you fucking know, dude. But, yeah, so that was that. And then the other thing, the Nick Gage thing.
They piped you in the throat.
They piped me so hard in the throat, dude.
Ronnie Two Legs and Derek Dillinger just piped the fuck out of your throat.
And when you get piped in the throat
piped, and you can't talk the next day or for like a couple days.
Right. And
I have never been creamed on like this before.
Same thing.
Wait.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, Nick Gage.
No, you're good. No, so with this Nick F. and Gage thing, Sammy Daddy, yeah.
Please.
I bet you could probably get an interview with him.
Nick Gage?
Yeah.
Never.
You don't think that Ronald Two Legs would hook you up?
Oh, I think Ronald Two Legs would die for me.
I do think he's a great guy. Much better than Gregory Iron, I say.
But
that guy. I don't want to. I wish Gregory Iron would die.
What am I going to? Jesus Christ. What am I going to ask Nick Gage? What
say,
do I talk to him about?
I mean, we'll think of questions, you know. We have wrestling
well,
on the show.
All right. Creamers,
let me come up with questions for them.
Send in your questions.
You're going
to
try.
That you want me to ask Nick Gage. And, like, worst case scenario, I'll just yell him when he does his entrance or whatever.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
It's a great way to interview.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me what you would want to ask Nick Gage, and I will ask him for you if I'm able to. And if
that's
I
really
can,
nice of you. You're like your vehicle for information that the Creamers would like to get off of Nick F. and Gage.
Yeah. Remember that time you almost died?
Well, that's all the time we've got for today, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
The best.
Boob falls out.
So they pipe the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fall for any more bullshit hijinks that you have to offer. And this version of Kenny Omega that you see before you today, I would say, yeah. He's pretty close to 100%. And yeah, I would go so far as to say is he probably is better than you. And it's okay if the fans know it because I know that they do. But the most important part, Max, and I think it's the part that scares you the most, it's that... You know it, you son of a bitch.